What are we drinking? Is that rum again? It's early.
Yep, it's my morning rum. You know me. Don't talk to me until I've had my rum.
I haven't had a salad yet, so I'll try to be into it, but you know how I get.
You gotta have a big salad.
Yeah, no.
It's the morning.
No spinach. You're not going to get my best work.
No, it's my coffee, because we're recording a morning episode. It's going to be a short one.
Yeah, because I got a busy day.
Yep. Jess is so busy and important.
It's true.
I have a Friendsgiving to go to.
What's that about? What'd you make?
I'm going to make green bean casserole. But I haven't gone to the store yet, because I forgot that we were doing the podcast and I was going to go this morning.
Do you hate these people that you're making green bean casserole, or like what's going on that you're doing that?
Green bean casserole is delicious.
I don't think so. It is.
It absolutely is, and you're wrong.
On Friday, Chris messaged me. We, like, it was the morning and we're both not talking in the morning because we're busy, and they said, do you like green beans? And I said, generally yes. Why? But then they didn't answer for like 2 hours, and it was just the weirdest place to leave the conversation. It's for Thanksgiving because their mom's coming and we're like going to be cooking and stuff, but it just was the weirdest place to ask that question and
be
like, that's
it. Do you like green beans?
Yeah.
No reason.
And then I'm like, was my answer wrong? What do I do here? Help. Help, please.
Did I say the wrong thing? Help,
no,
please.
I don't like them. Whatever you need.
Whatever the right answer is, yeah. I'll do it.
I couldn't focus for that whole time because I was like, I don't know. I don't know what to do here. I'll wait.
I ruined the relationship with my green bean answer.
Like a fool. And honestly, it would have been the third time that it happened to me in a relationship. Green beans. I never know which way to go in them.
Yeah.
It's a deeply personal belief.
That's a deal breaker. Yeah. That's a big one.
Here's the one that actually has ended relationships for me. Twice I've dyed my hair blonde. Each time a relationship has ended as a result.
Wow.
Or maybe not a direct result, but it was, yeah, right? You know, it just was the same time, and the people I was dating were both like, I don't know if I like that. And I was like, oh, great.
So it was the blonde that they were like, we're done?
Well, I think it was just the timing. Like, it just happened at the same time.
Yeah.
Now, Chris has straight up told me that I can't dye my hair blonde. And when I say straight up told me, they said, if you want to dye your hair blonde, you can. I just like your hair dark. And I was like, okay, that doesn't mean I can't do it. But then I had my head cut open. I'm like, I probably shouldn't put bleach on there for a couple months.
Yeah.
Could burn.
I did that with David and his long hair. It's like, you can do whatever you want. I just think it looks a lot better shorter. And then, what do you know? He cut it shorter.
Yeah, weird. Weird how that worked. He's still David, though. Mm-hmm. So, like, how much of an improvement is it, really? You got to take that into account. Mm-hmm. Got to run the math in this. But, yeah, it's going to be short because I'm busy today. I got band stuff going on.
A lot of band stuff.
I told Becca I had to pack up my xylophone. And she's like, that's normal Sunday morning stuff. And I said, yeah.
Yep.
It absolutely is in my life. I guess I'm just wired busy, different.
Built different.
I'm like
packing up my xylophone.
I'm not like other girls. I pack up a xylophone on Sunday mornings.
I got to pack up my xylophone.
Yeah. Well, I got to take it to the office so I can get it working with the xylophone itself that I have is a digital one. It's a MIDI controller. You've seen it, but the people have it. And it doesn't have built-in sound, so what you have to do is connect it to a computer, and that runs the sound. It's just like a MIDI keyboard with no speakers. But I have to set it up so that it's running the right sounds when I hit the notes, because if I hit it and it does, like, the sound effect, bonk, that's not going to help. That's not xylophone.
Bonk.
Yeah. Every note, the same pitch is just bonk.
Bonk.
It's no good.
Yep.
Anyway, so that's what I'm working on.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm trying to think what happened to me in between last podcast and this podcast. We went skiing on Friday, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But we were gone for like 8 hours, and we got home, and Cami was acting all normal. She was all excited that we were home. And then leading up the stairs, I see a trail of wrappers from chocolates that I had brought back from
That's so
my
romantic
trip to
that
Europe.
David did that.
And then I get into my bedroom, and there's like 10 wrappers on the floor, and I'm like, oh God. And then the big bag of them had been in my office. So then I walk back here in my office, and there's like 20 wrappers on the floor, like unwrapped. She unwrapped all of them, to eat the chocolate. So we went to the emergency vet on Friday night. So that was super fun and expensive. And they injected her with something that immediately made her throw up and shit herself and pee all over. And
just be glad they didn't put that in you.
I know, right? And then she had to get a bath after that vet trip because she pooped all over herself.
I bet that smelled good in the car on the way home.
Yeah, really fun, really good stuff. Yep.
Do you think she learned a lesson, or was she like, what a fun adventure I just had?
We're leaving the emergency vet, and the techs were so nice, and they were like, bye, Cammy. Like, hope you learned your lesson. And I was like, she definitely didn't.
See you in a couple weeks. How did she get to them?
More chocolate. They were, so this is the source of some contention, is that they were in a bag that was opened, and David had put all the chocolates, like, in the pantry, in, like, on a high shelf. And then we had gone out with some friends Wednesday night for trivia. And so I took that bag, like the variety pack of the little pieces of chocolate, and put it in my backpack to bring to trivia to give to my friends, to give them some. And then we were going skiing Friday morning, flash forward, and that backpack was in my office, but I wanted to bring it skiing so I could put, like, water bottles and stuff in there.
Rum.
And so then I took the chocolate out, put it on the couch in my office, and then I shut my office door. And then later David came back and was like, he needed to find something. He was like, his Epic Pass or something. And then he left the office door open, because why would he think that there was a big bag open of chocolate candy in there?
Yeah,
there's no reason to think that he can't leave the door open. So then so she got in there.
So I'm hearing that your household needs an adult.
Yes. Yeah, and that adult is Cammy, who ate 250 grams of chocolate, which,
that's a lot of chocolate for a dog, because they're not supposed to have any chocolate.
Correct.
Yeah.
I was like, if I ate that much chocolate, I would feel sick. But she was acting totally normal. She was like, this was a great day. I ate so much chocolate. Like, that was really delicious. Wow. Thank you.
Everything's amazing. Maybe she can have it.
I don't know. But it was super expensive, and they sent us home with these probiotics that were also super expensive, and so now she has to have rice and probiotics for like 4 days. So.
Oh, she's going to love that.
Yep.
I like rice. It's not bad.
It's plain white rice.
But how's she doing now? She's just fine? She's like, whatever.
She's totally fine. Yeah, she's been totally fine the whole time. Like, even when we got home from the vet, she was cold from her bath, so she was like shivering, but otherwise she was fine. It's like, are you for real? Like, you ate so much chocolate that you could have died. And you're like, meh.
Eh. Well, I'm glad she's okay. We can't lose another dog in this friend group.
Yeah, no. Especially not Cammy.
No. God, she's the core. She's the heart of the whole thing.
Not to rank the dogs, but like,
Cammy, number one. Cammy's the best dog in the world is a thing. So even within the friend group, like, there have been other dogs that are good dogs. But they're not Cammy.
But they're not Cammy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went for a hike yesterday, and I saw some dogs, and I kept thinking, like, these are cute dogs, but they're not Cammy.
No.
They seem fine. Like, fine at best. I remain not a dog person, but I'm more open to them now. I think Cammy was a gateway dog, but Cammy's still the number one dog.
Yep.
Yeah, I run the
numbers. When we were at the emergency vet, like, it was just, like, kind of a big room, and they had a bunch of tables and stuff, and so...
Wait, tables?
But Cammy got her own room because she barks at other dogs, so she got her own little room, and on the door to the room it was like glass, and so they wrote with the like whiteboard marker, they wrote Cammy in all caps with exclamation points and then smiley face.
Aww.
Like, Cammy. The vet techs loved her.
Everybody loves Cammy.
Mm-hmm.
We should take her to Putin and be like, hey, Cammy says don't do war, and he'll stop.
He'll be like, you know what,
she's right,
that's fair,
I got it,
she's right. Yeah, I get it now. All these other people this whole time were telling me not to do war. And I was like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
but this
idiots.
Dog.
Something about her convinced me. I got promoted this week, as you are aware. And probably most of the listeners are aware. And that was good. But I was sad to say bye to my team. And then even though it was a really good week, yesterday and the day before, I just was so irritable and low energy. And I don't know what it is. I don't think I'm sick because I don't have any symptoms, but like I just hated everything and wanted to sleep and not be around people, except Chris and I hang out only on the weekends because we're so busy during the week. So I had to apologize that I was like, I'm sorry, I'm in such a shit mood. But we had really good pizza for dinner yesterday. We did a scooter ride. So Chris has gotten there. They passed their scooting class now, and they're going to get their license. They're just waiting for the paperwork. So we went and we got little helmet comms that we can talk to each other now while we're riding. So that was fun to do a little communication. Although we were screwing around too, and we were like, this is your pilot's program. If you look out to record, it's so beautiful. Like, because we were riding. And there were beautiful views, but it's funnier to make it silly. So we were doing that. We had a good
hike.
To
make it sound like you're on like a tour bus with terrible audio.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Or I was going like, thanks for calling McDonald's. Isn't that tour order? Because every time I go to McDonald's, they ask if I'm using the app to order. And I was like, why would I use? I'm in the drive-thru line.
I'm here at the line. I'm here to order.
No, I'm going to order the normal way. Yeah. Let me get with my phone out and I'll just text. I'll text my order to you. What's your number?
What's your phone number? Let me text you my order.
Yeah. You got games on your order board? So, yeah. But we were doing that. It was fun. I had to get a new helmet. I've always worn an open face helmet because I like the breeze on my face like a puppy. And the real reason is I never liked rebreathing my own air. And even though there's vents and stuff, it just felt too closed in. So I always wore an open one. And Chris, now that they've learned all about motorcycle safety, is like, you're gonna die, I need you to dress better. So yesterday I had to get a new helmet.
Is it not safe to have an open
one? Less safe. Like, if you hit the ground, it could scrape your face up more to not be fully
and now
covered.
You've spent a lot of money on your face, so
yeah, now we got it. Well, I didn't do anything on the bottom anyway, so whatever. But I had to get this new one. It feels like I'm squeezing my head whenever I put it on. It's terrible, but it is much better and more effective, except there's a lot. I realized I judge my speed a lot by the sound of the wind, like how it sounds passing by me. And now that's completely muted. So I can't judge that. And I feel like I'm looking at my speedometer more. So it was an interesting sensation. But these comms could be super fun for skiing because they work with those helmets too. So in theory, we could all chat with each other while we're skiing.
Yep.
If we ever go skiing again, you know, who knows if there'll be another trip.
Who knows?
Because Cammy eats chocolates when we ski now, apparently.
Yeah, as a retribution.
Yeah, so you're going to leave me home alone all day?
We can never ski
again. No, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Well, cool. We've only got about 20 minutes here, so I think we're just going to read until the top of the hour and no break today.
Yeah, we'll call it good. Short little pod. I like the title of this one. I'm going to go ahead and go with this one. Oh, wait, it opened it in like the old Reddit URL.
That's because I use old Reddit. I hate new Reddit.
Oh, okay. Weird. All right. Am I the asshole for no longer calling my parents mom and dad and instead using Mr. and Mrs.? They are my female 31 adoptive parents. They love me unconditionally compared to my bio parents. But as soon as my youngest sister, female 28, their bio daughter, came into the picture, they started leaning towards favoring her. They still treat me well, don't get me wrong, but they have, quote, their moments, especially on holidays. For Thanksgiving, my parents wanted someone in the family to host Thanksgiving dinner because they were dealing with health problems and cannot commit. I volunteered and said that I'll gladly host dinner on Thanksgiving, but my mom replied and said that my sister will do it. I asked why, and after pressuring her, she said that she is the bio daughter, so technically she is family.
Oh, fuck that.
I asked if I wasn't family, and she and my dad said it's complicated.
That's
so
mean.
I was livid and hurt. I decided that after this, I will no longer be calling them mom and dad. Yes, they're nice to me, but I decided to just start calling them Mr. and Mrs. So when they called, I referred to them as Mr. and Mrs. When they visited, I still used Mr. and Mrs. Their reaction was to just stare in confusion. But the straw was last night. We were eating dinner, and I turned to Dad and said, Mr. Clarkson, won't you pass me the salt, please? And Dad looked stunned. I then said, Mrs. Clarkson, do you need help with the oven? She snapped and asked, what the hell was that about? And I told them that since they don't see me as family, then why bother calling them Mom and Dad? She and Dad were furious, saying it was petty and childish. My sister and her partner were laughing at this. The argument got louder, and I had to go. I had to leave. I said goodbye, Mr. and Mrs. Clarkson, on the way out, which made Dad snap. He and mom kept calling me nonstop. My husband had no idea what was going on. He asked what the deal was. When I told him, he agreed that it was childish, and that I could have gotten the message across in a more mature way than this disrespect that I am displaying. Am I the asshole? They're mad, and they're mad as they can be and are begging me to stop, or else I'll ruin Thanksgiving when I start doing it in front of other relatives. Info, I have not done this in public. I would not do it. I only did it at their home or my home. Wow.
I think you should do it in public. Like, yeah. Whatever. That's so mean to be like, well, you know, like, this is our real daughter. And you're like, you know. It's so mean. Wow. Like, why did you adopt?
Why adopt if you're going to view your adoptive kid that way?
Yeah. They're like a temporary tenant. That's what that adopted kid is. It doesn't count as a real daughter. That's really shitty. This has only been up for 48 minutes. So it's already got 224 comments. Wow, people are all over this. Nothing from the poster. I mean, I don't think they're the asshole. I think the parents were shitty and they're like, okay, I'll meet you on that level. But I also would maybe just not go to Thanksgiving. I wonder how the sister feels about it. Other than laughing in that moment.
Yeah. Good for the sister for being like, yeah, this is pretty funny.
This is hilarious. Yeah. I also wonder, too, are the parents mad that the poster is doing this? Or are they mad that it's going to make everyone else be awkward at Thanksgiving? Like, they're going to hear this and be like, what's that about? And then the story comes out.
Yeah. I get more the impression that they're more just like, oh, this is going to make us look bad at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's like, shouldn't you be worried about how your child feels?
Well, that's not a real child, Becca, as we've established. That's somebody else's child. That's so shitty. One of my cousins is a cousin by marriage, which we, like, she's been around for so long that we never, we don't see her that way, right? Like, to me, the blood relation doesn't matter. It's just the relationship you have. And so she's just always been our cousin. But there was one Christmas or something where we were talking and she mentioned that there were other people in the family who always made her feel like, oh, this is my step cousin or something like that. Like, this is not my real cousin. I was like, I don't understand that. Like, the relationship we have is just cousins. Even when, like, we've come into conflict on stuff, I'm not like, well, you're not really my cousin anyway, because why would you do that? That's so shitty.
Yeah, it's fucked. Yeah. Wow.
So.
Wow.
I don't understand that. But I guess we're saying not the asshole here.
Definitely not the asshole. That's a pretty easy one.
Yeah. Dang it.
Glad we solved that.
Yeah. We should post. We need an account for the podcast on Reddit to be like, you're not the asshole. Come listen to why here. I feel like people would not like that. They'd be like, don't use my stories on your stupid podcast.
And I'm like, don't post them on Reddit for the world to see.
I'm in the world for now. Okay. So I'm going to read another one. It's about moms. And I wonder if it's going to be along the same lines here. Am I the asshole for telling my mom she only has one kid? My parents divorced when my sister, 20 female, and I, 19 male, were 5 and 6 years old. She met her husband 3 years later. He was a widower with a 7-month-old son. I think he was 7 months old when they met. She instantly moved them in and started claiming his son as her own and raising him like us. She got engaged to him a few weeks before the wedding. Our dad died. What? She got engaged to him. Oh, and a few weeks before the wedding, our dad died. By this point, my mom had become estranged from her entire extended family. She told my dad's parents that if they wanted to see us again soon, they would need to come to her wedding and watch all three of us, including my stepbrother. She then told them after the wedding that going forward, if they wanted to see us or spend time with us, they had to include him. Him, I guess, being the new child, the stepbrother. They hadn't wanted to. They tried to argue for time with just us, offering to pay for it all 100%. Pay what? But mom said no. She said they needed to come to the house and make an effort with all three and not just take two with them. My sister and I would argue with mom over one day in particular, my dad's birthday. We celebrated that every year with dad's family after he died, but she wouldn't even let that day be just us and them. Our stepbrother had to be there. She said they did not get to be just our family and we shouldn't see him as any less deserving of being present, but we did. He was not our dad's kid and never met him. So why was he deserving of being there? I never got that. She called us selfish for the mindset. Last year I turned 18 and I moved in with my girlfriend. Once I left home, my stepbrother was no longer invited to anything to do with my dad's family. He no longer saw them. My sister and I also stopped spending any time at my mom's house. Then we stopped speaking to them at all. It was quiet for several months, and then last week mom showed up to where I work and demanded we talk. She told me how she was tired of one of her kids being left out and how sick it was to discard him that way, and why weren't my sister and I advocating for him. I told her she only had one kid, her stepson, and that my sister and I were no longer her kids and my family were no longer forced to include him to see us, and that it was her fault for forcing it in the first place. Then I wished her luck, which was kind of sarcastic, not gonna lie, and then asked her to leave. She texted me later that night to say she's been a good mom to all three of us and say she only had one kid is low. Am I the asshole?
That's complicated.
That is much more complicated, yeah.
So, wait, so let me recap here, because there's a lot going on.
There were. It's the written mom, in a weird way.
The parents divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the kids were still young, the mom got engaged to someone who had a seven-month-old son.
Yes. Now it's then, 15 years
then the
later.
Dad died. No, so right after they got engaged, so the kids were still young. The kids were 8 and 9, and the baby was 7 months old. The dad died, and then the mom said...
No, they were 5 and 6. The kids, the...
No. She says 3 years later.
Oh, so then the kid would have been... Almost 4 then, when the dad died.
No. They were 5 and 6. Then, that was when they got divorced. 3 years later.
Okay, so now the kids are eight and nine.
She gets engaged to someone who has a 7-month-old baby. Then the dad dies, and the mom tells the dad's parents, if you want to hang out with your grandchildren, then you have to include this 7-month-old baby that is another man's child.
Okay.
So that seems to be what kicked all this off. The grandparents said they just wanted to spend time with the kids. They offered to pay for it all. The mom said no. She said they had to make an effort with all three of them, which is pretty insane. Every year they argued over the dad's birthday because they wanted to celebrate with the dad's family. And she wanted to include this baby with somebody else's baby. I don't know. Not the asshole. It does seem harsh to tell your mom, like, you never loved us. Like,
yeah, I think it sounds like she went too far the other way into making sure that the other child was included. Because I could see if you're a 5 and a 6-year-old, or you're basically a year apart, right? Like, you're probably fairly close, right? Like, you're probably a little unit unless you really hate each other. And I could see how the other child would be excluded very easily. But with the grandparents having no direct link to that child, it does feel like it was a little forced. But I don't know. Like, two of my brother's three kids are stepkids, and it's the same situation where, like, they're just family. They come to everything. Like, they're not, we don't separate it out. But I guess the difference is that my brother is related to us, whereas this woman is not related to the mom or to the grandparents.
Right.
So it's weird. I guess after however many years of this, you're probably not the asshole, because I'm sure at some point you're like, I don't want to do this. We don't like this. Nobody likes this. And the mom kept pushing. I want to know how the younger child feels.
Right.
Or even, I guess, the sister. Like, the sister didn't say.
You both feel this way.
Yeah. This was submitted 6 days ago. Maybe the poster is. Oh, that account has been suspended. The poster's account has been suspended.
Whoa.
I wonder what happened. Other people are saying that the poster is the asshole.
Yeah, it seems like the consensus was not the asshole, but I do see a lot of it. I see a lot of room for nuance here. This is not as cut and dry as the last one.
Yeah. That's a hard situation. Someone says, come join us on Estranged Adult Kids. This person says, are you trying to erase the father? And is like, I don't know if that's the case.
No.
She wasn't forcing the grandparents to, like, hang out with the new husband.
No.
I wish we could see any comments from the poster. I want to know more.
But their account is suspended.
Why? I know, that's wild. What did they do?
What did they do?
Ugh. They killed their mom 2 days later. I don't know if that's true. Allegedly. There, I said it.
I feel bad for the kid, like the youngest.
Yeah,
kid,
stuck in the middle there.
Have just been a pawn in this whole thing, right?
I do think, like, it's frustrating that the mom didn't, that the mom pushed so hard on this, right? But I'm also like, at this point, this has been your sibling for 12 years or whatever. Like, do you not want to include them? Like, why do you want to exclude them? Is it just because of the mom, or do you also not like them?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. I guess I want to know more.
It's a weird one.
I don't think the poster is necessarily the asshole, but I feel like I need to know so much more.
Yeah. I don't think you're an asshole, but I think that this is like years of resentment that have just bubbled up.
Sounds like all of you need to go to therapy.
Yeah. Yeah, it would probably be good.
I mean, maybe they need to anyways if they're not, because your dad died when you were 8 or 9. That can't be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it does sound hard. All of it sounds bad.
Mm-hmm. And now we can't contact them to help.
Nope, they'll never know our opinions.
This is hard. I need people to know my opinion. That's why I have a podcast.
Why do you think we do this?
Yeah, it's not for you. It's not for the listeners. It's because I need to make sure the listeners know my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the content I create is just for myself.
Yeah, especially this. Someone listens to this.
Honestly.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, right? All the shitty things we say on here, that's going to come back to haunt us.
Probably.
Remember in episode 42 when we endorsed the KKK?
No.
Sometimes I say things just for the faces you make in the camera after I say them.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, oh, yeah.
I try to not.
That
make
one really
face,
landed.
But...
good.
Yeah.
Well, we're close to time here. I think two and done works.
Yeah. Come back next week for our interview with Joe Rogan.
Yeah. That guy really knows everything. He sent us a box of supplements
really
ever since I haven't been able to breathe. But I guess that's my lungs getting stronger. They're so good at breathing that I just don't have to do it anymore.
It just hurts. Yeah.
I breathe once a day. Once a day, and that's it. And then I got all this extra time for not breathing and getting stuff done.
Yeah. That's where the productivity comes in, because you're not focused on breathing. You
exactly.
can do so many other things.
Wow. Smart.
You get one big breath in the morning, and you're good.
Yeah. Just the rest of the day, you're slowly letting that out. You got to be careful not to fart, though, because at that point, your body's just one wind tunnel. It'll pull all the breath out of you. That's how farts work. Yeah. I'm a doctor.
Yeah. Yep.
I was promoted to doctor at work this week, so.
Good job.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to need some strong onboarding, because I don't know what doctors do in a security company.
And I'm scared to ask.
Yeah. At this point, they think I know it, so I just got to do it, I guess.
Yes, we'll just figure it out. Put me into surgery.
Yeah. I'll be like, hey, you guys, maybe I'll just watch you do it, like, to make sure you're doing it right. Because I definitely know how to do this. I need to check that you do.
But I want to watch you do it so that I can be sure that
you're
doing it right.
That's the smart move. That's leadership.
Yep.
You know what we haven't even talked about is Twitter.
How could you even talk about
it? How do you get into it? It changes every 5 minutes.
It does.
I just,
right now, Twitter has the energy of a school bus on the way to the field trip, but the bus that, specifically the bus that the teacher is not on.
You know, the bad bus,
There's two buses. No, the teacher's on the bad bus, because they got to keep an eye on, but then they put all the rest of the kids on the other bus, and then they just put, like, a random dad on that bus.
This dad will be able to handle the situation.
That bus is just anarchy. That's what this feels like right now.
It reminds me of Twitter back in like 2012, 2013, when weird Twitter was happening and it was just chaos and shit posting. And that was the golden age of Twitter. It was before Trump was anything other than just an idiot that you could ignore. And I miss that, except it does feel like the fun pieces are going to crash into a wall and then it's just going to be gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We wouldn't be friends if you hadn't DM'd me on Twitter. So I guess
that's true.
It hasn't been all good, you know. Some mistakes were made.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Elon.
Yeah. Why did you not buy this several years earlier?
And crashed it into the ground.
Actually, I do feel bad for all the people getting laid off who are just like, I'm here to do good work. And I know, like, you were looking at Twitter at one point, and now, uh-huh. You know, I guess it's good you didn't go.
Yep. Specifically the teams that do, like, let's make sure the internet is safe.
Yeah. We're going to make sure only true things are on here, unless they're funny.
Yep.
Wow. Well, we can start our own Twitter.
RIP Twitter.
I'm curious to see if it gets purchased by someone else for way less. Like, I think about how Tumblr was bought for a yes. ton of money, and then they're like, no more porn. And then people are like, okay, no more Tumblr then. Great. And then yep. Someone else purchased it for like 10% of what it sold for before.
Couple $1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, that could be us. That could be Twitter.
Yeah. Let's bring it to the ground.
Yeah. Let's grassroots Twitter.
I want him to lose all of his money. That's what I want now.
I
now
do.
That the layoffs are done and like the bad stuff has been done and can't be undone right now, I'm just like, okay. Now I'm ready to watch him lose everything.
So he's lost. I saw a graph that said he lost $110 billion over the last, I don't know, 6 months or something. And I'm like, on one hand, I do like that. I like that he's losing money because I hate him. Mm-hmm. And if he died, no one would cry. But at the same time, it's like that money could have been used to help people and do things that matter instead of just this fake money going into nothing or wherever it went. Like, where does that money even go?
Well, it's going into the market, right? Like, it's, yeah. It's going somewhere. It's not just disappearing.
Yeah, but it's not going to help people. It's going to go to some other rich person. So I just, I hate it. I'm like, we should take away his money until we figure out what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. No more money for you.
Yeah. You can't be trusted with it. Look what you've done so far.
Your allowance is cut off. No more money for you.
Oh, I just hate him. Yep. I hate him, and I hate the people that think he's smart. And in the middle of all this, like, crypto crashed too. And I'm like, that's great. I love that.
Yep.
I think of that one person and I'm like, I hope your life is destroyed.
Yeah, I know.
You know who I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh,
we can't say on here, but it is a piece of shit that we hate who was all in on crypto, but was also surprisingly
super racist.
A racist, way into guns,
sexist,
anti-Black Lives Matter, super sexist, homophobic, anti-trans, like just all the worst kinds of people who like crypto. And I hope his life is destroyed, really and truly. To the point, like, I think still though, with all of the rest of that, what bothers me most is that he had fake pronouns on his bio.
And yes, this is the reason we used non-binary pronouns as a joke, like to be funny.
Yeah. So that already inclined me to want his life to be terrible and destroyed. And maybe it is.
Yep.
Maybe we have no way of knowing, but I like to believe when I go to sleep, I say thank you for being terrible.
He was one of those people that really just was like, money isn't going to exist in 10 years. We're all going to have Bitcoin and we're all going to be living on a beach and it's going to be like a Bitcoin commune and everything's going to be perfect. And yeah.
Have fun staying poor.
And then he quit and now was like, I'm just going to live off my Bitcoin. Maybe I'll start a dog food company, which, you know, that sounds fun. But like, was fully like, I'm just not going to work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to work anymore.
And it's because they got Bitcoin. They don't need to. Yeah, it was so stupid. I hate that guy so much. And I'm so glad that there's no way he didn't lose a lot of money in all of this.
All of his money.
I hope so. I wish I could find him online. Yeah. Normally, I don't harbor a lot of hate towards people. I don't usually care about things. But with this, I'm just like,
he's an exception.
Yeah. I'm going to let this just simmer in my heart and give me happiness.
Should we make Truth Social accounts just so that we can see
to see
where
if he's on there? He must
be
he's
definitely
on there.
Yeah, for sure.
I guess we have to. That's for research.
For science.
Yeah.
We
don't want to do this.
Go on Truth Social.
I'm going to get the cool, like Dr. Mario has that headband with the reflector on top. I don't know why. Yep. I guess that's to bounce light at somebody while you're looking at them. I've never looked it up, but that's the only
for
thing
surgery.
I can think of. But so no one wears those
dentists
anymore.
Dentists wear them.
My dentist doesn't wear that.
Oh, my dentist does.
Really?
Yeah. Or my old dentist did. So then they can see into your mouth. It's like a little headlamp.
They've got lights on top. They like nope. I've got a there's a big hanging light over me that they shine into my face.
Nope. I'm still one of those people that has to wear sunglasses to the dentist or else I cry the whole time because of the lights.
What? One of those people. Sensitive. You're saying it like that's normal and everybody does
they
it.
They do. Mm. Yeah, because my eyes start watering at the dentist and they pull out a little pair of plastic
you
sunglasses.
You don't have to be like, sad you that you're at the dentist.
It's not. It's
just brush your teeth like, more. Light.
I have very blue eyes and so my eyes
oh,
are super
here
sensitive.
We go. I'm blue-eyed and blonde. It's true. All the time with you.
All the time. All right.
Okay. Well, I gotta
go take a shower,
get to rehearsal.
Start my day.
Yeah.
Great.
You really. I can smell you through the speaker.
That can't be true.
Okay. Well, you don't know. You don't know anything about microphones.
That's true. I don't. How do they work?
Literally magnets.